Hello, and welcome to our podcast. This podcast is about the Kishroniyat here at Camp Ramah. For those of you who don't know what a Kishroniyat is, it is a few days when professionals are brought in to teach a certain topic to campers. This podcast is primarily about Kishroniyat, but we will also cover other topics. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. Here we have our interviewer speaking with Josh Edelglass, one of the founders of Kishroniyat here at camp.
So what was the inspiration behind Kishroniyat?
So Rabbi Gelb came up with the idea back in, I think it was 2007, and it was one of the first sort of big programmatic innovations that he and I worked on together. And the original thought was we wanted to improve the programming at camp. Like, we had good hugim that were happening, but we wanted to really raise the level of everything that we're doing at camp, and we really wanted to try to compete as a Ramah camp with a lot of the specialty camps that were out there. Particularly about 10, 15 years ago, that was a big wave that was sweeping the camping movement, this idea of these specialty camps. It's still the case today. And we said we wanted to be able to position Camp Ramah in a way to compete with them so that we would be able to give kids the incredible Jewish experience that I think camp has always been known for, and also be able to offer a high-level program. So the idea is that, like, we don't want families to have to choose, oh, well, do I want to have this great Jewish experience, or do I want to actually be able to, you know, do great art or be able to have high-level sports? So we want people to be able to do both things. Come to Ramah, you're going to be able to get both. And we also thought sort of a secondary goal was, for a long time, Machzor Sheni was significantly smaller than Machzor Rishon, and we wanted something else to just make Machzor Sheni to be special and to give, you know, older kids a reason to either extend to come for full, or even younger kids as they're thinking about, well, do I want to come first session or second session, a reason to think about coming second session. So all these were goals in the mix when we were starting to put the program together.
How do you set up / program Kishroniyat?
Well, it's very hard. It's a tremendous amount of work. As you can probably imagine, it's, you know, you're running 12 special high-level programming at camp on top of everything else that we're doing. It's not like all the other programs are canceled. We're still running the regular camp for all the other Eidot of camp, except for the two that are having Kishroniyat at any one time. So it's very complicated. It's a lot of work. I mean, it starts in the spring of really trying to, as we're hiring the specialists, we have conversations with everybody about what they want to do and what they need, and, you know, is there equipment that they're going to bring or that they need us to acquire from them, what sort of space they need, all that sort of stuff. And as we get closer, it's just a lot of logistical, a lot of scheduling and figuring out who's going to go in which mekomot. And, okay, well, if the basketball coaches are in the Beit Am Gadol, well, then where the Tzad Bet regular basketball chuyim going to go? Okay, well, those will happen on the Tzad Bet outdoor courts. Or where's Krav Maga going to go? Or, okay, we need to rent extra tents, or we need to go, you know, the Steampunk Kinetics Workshop gave Joe a list of all these tools that he needs, and we have these 10 things, but there's these four or five things that we got to go get or order on Amazon or whatever. It's just a lot of pieces, and just trying to, I like to keep a lot of lists and just check those lists, and you just sort of, I make a big to-do list with 100 things, and I just sort of check them off one at a time as Kishroniyat gets closer.
So how do you choose the topics and the people?
Ooh, good question. Well, overall, I'd say we want to have a mix of different types of activities that are going to appeal to chanichim with different types of interests. So we want some sports. We want some arts. We want other sorts of things like the cooking crew or the robotics. Like, we want to have a nice mix of interests. I think one of the reasons that Kishroniyat works so well is that generally, you know, although we offer 10, 11, 12 choices each year, kids are almost always able to get a top first, second, or third choice. So nobody's dipping any lower than that, which is great because kids are then in the gvuzot that they want to be in, which is important when you're going to do an intensive, you know, 4 hours a day experience. You want kids to be in groups that they're going to be happy and excited to do. So that's sort of one, if you want to have that mix. And then, you know, now we've been running the program for many years. There's some specialists that have been coming to us every year, and we love them. There's some specialists that come every couple of years, like Arnon, who's back for filmmaking, has been in the mix for about 10 years, but he doesn't come every year, but, you know, every second or third year he comes. And then every year we're also always interested in what's new, what would be exciting. Sometimes people approach us with an idea, and we say, ooh, like, maybe that could fit as a Kishroniyat. Or sometimes we get an idea. Like, a couple years ago, I really wanted to have a circus thing, so we really went out to try and find a circus juggling somebody that could come and do it. So it's sort of a mix of all those things.